Well, fresh off the practice field into the studio, right tackle Lane Johnson joins me here in studio. I'm Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider. It's year number three for you, Lane. You've been through this before. Describe the level of comfort, confidence, and anticipation you have.
Well, I just think even looking at the rookies right now, just their head spinning. So looking into year two and three, you gradually learn the offense more and you feel a lot more comfortable. You're able to play faster and play with more confidence. So I feel confident going into this year.
What makes the head spin? Is it the enormity of this whole thing? Is it the language? Is it the tempo? Is it everything?
Probably a combination of everything. You know, you're just a new city. You're not familiar with anybody. And just new terminology as far as the offense. So usually you can't go out there and play fast when you don't know what you're doing. So that's the concept the rookies are trying to get, just playing fast and knowing their job, and they pick it up a little bit as they go.
So what do you get out of being on the field right now? There's no pads, there's no helmets, there's no contact. Is it all just kind of learning dance steps?
That would just try to pay attention to the little details of stuff. Try to be nitpicky, you know, on the stuff you can right now, because it'll help you out in the long run. And then just helping the rookies out. If you see anything they're doing, making mistakes, just try to help them out.
All right, let's be nitpicky about Lane Johnson's game. Where are you in year three?
I think I'm getting close to being, you know, elite. That's what I'm trying to be. I think last year was a big stepping stone from a rookie year, and even tried to, you know, just be more aggressive and more violent going into year three.
And last year was tough, though. I mean, a really tough start with the suspension. You had to overcome that. At what point do you feel like you kind of hit the stride?
Probably about game three or four, I started noticing just I was going out there, I wasn't thinking, I was playing with confidence and just kept it on down the stretch.
Lane, is it a matter, I mean, when you came into the NFL, you hadn't been playing the position very long. You had to get your body right, had to understand what it takes to survive and thrive in this league. What's improved the most, do you think? Is it the body, is it the technique, is it the mind?
Probably a little bit of everything. I can say as far as the weight room, my legs have gotten a lot stronger, a lot better leg strength than when I had my rookie year. Mentally, I just feel a lot more confident out there. I know what I'm doing, and I know that whenever I'm able to play at my full potential, I'm a lot better than most of the tackles in this league. So that's what I try to do, is just be consistent.
I saw a film clip. We did these things called Chalk Talks, and Stout comes in and Austin comes in, and they show some clips. And there was one play that a guy did a spin move on you, and you did a spin move on him to recover. And it was a remarkable feat of athletic ability. Do you remember that play?
Yeah, I think it was against Houston this past year.
Exactly.
Usually that's what you're told to do. It just comes natural to me. If I'm getting beat inside, that's the only way you can recover, is to adjust. But it looks real fancy on film, but for me it's not, you know, all that hard.
But it's natural for you to have that kind of athletic ability. I mean, do you think ultimately that's what's going to help you get to the elite level? Is that what separates the good tackles from the great tackles?
I think so. Just elite athleticism. I think I have the feet and everything to do that. It's just, you know, getting to that point, harnessing everything into you know, harnessing all your ability. That's the hardest thing to do.
Who would have ever thought that when you were a quarterback in college?
I know.
That you'd be sitting here and talking about being an elite right tackle. Off season, you spent some time working, I guess, in the ring, the MMA ring. I know you're with Jay Glazer out on the West Coast. Tell us about that workout.
Basically, I was just trying to try something different. You know, a lot of guys in the offseason, they'll lift weights, they'll run, and then they can't really utilize it once they get back on the field. So I did a lot of body-on-body work. We did a lot of Greco-Roman wrestling, just working on pummeling and just different things to get your hips going and get better advantage, get stronger there. And just the conditioning, we did that as well as boxing, and that was probably the toughest stuff I've ever done. I remember the first couple of days, I was puking nonstop. It was terrible. But, you know, looking back, it's helped me. You know, coming to OTAs now, I feel in the best shape of my life.
Why did you try that workout?
Well, I've seen a lot of guys, Mercedes Lewis, a bunch of guys go out there, like Clay Matthews even just went out there to become more violent with his hands. And that's something pass rushers need, as well as tackles, because they need to get out on the edge and use their hands as levers against the DN. So just becoming more violent and just making it muscle memory and not have to go out there and think about it.
How many weeks and what were the workouts, the time of the workout? So I imagine you're going into a ring having rehearsed all of these different moves and being coached for 15 minutes or however long it is in the ring?
Yeah, so usually I'd probably get there around 9. We'd actually start around 10, so I just warm up. So, like, we do jiu-jitsu work as far as loosening up your hips, stretching, stuff like that. Then we go into pummeling, which is wrestling, Greco-Roman wrestling, where you can't go below the knees. You just work strictly upper body, and this works on torquing your hips and learning leverage. So we do that, and then sometimes we'd box right after that, so it was just hardcore condition as well as getting your hips in there. And then after that, we do our football stuff. We go lift and stuff like that.
And how did it change your body, Lane?
I dropped my body fat, I think, around 3%.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, just the conditioning part was really the toughest. I mean, boxing is probably the toughest stuff I've ever done. Just going nonstop, you know, full intensity was really difficult.
And so now you see the difference when you're out on training?
Yeah,
on the training
I just noticed I'm a lot quicker with my hands. I'm a lot stronger with my hands. And I don't have to really think about it. It just comes natural. So that's what's the beauty of it.
Cool, man. Well, it's exciting to hear. The goal is to be elite in year number three. For Lane Johnson, we thank you for joining us in the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.